Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, here on RB English Radio. So I'm talking to you about self-sacrifice, and I'm just going to mention a few little things, a particular story from the life of the famous martyr, Muhammad Ibrahim Hemmat. So the story goes that he is at the military base, and there was a particular sort of general who was obviously a supporter of the Shah, who would give him especially a really hard time, and who was not a believer, really. So this guy was called General Naji. And so there were issues in the month of Ramadan. So this general would try and force the soldiers to break their fast. He would do whatever he could to basically sort of not have them break their fast, because he really didn't want them to be able to observe the different aspects of their faith, obviously. So what happened is that the martyr, Muhammad Ibrahim Hemmat, he was actually on leave. He sort of came back basically to sort of try and be able to cook for the soldiers, prepare suhoor, so that it would be easier for them to actually observe their fast. And what he did one day, he went into the kitchen with his sort of friend Yunus, who would help him in the kitchen. And, you know, so this guy was really bad. This general now just really was really bad. He'd literally forced the soldiers to drink water from this tank of water. And if they didn't, they'd get punished, put in prison, or take a spoon and try and sort of just literally force feed them with food. Really bad things. So this day, Muhammad Ibrahim Hemmat said, "Well, I'm just going to cook with a little bit of oil today." He said this to his friend. So they're in the kitchen. And so they made it obvious that they were in the kitchen, busy. So the friend was singing, and he said to the friend, "Put some oil on the floor and then put some soap on top of it." Welcome back. This is A to Z and RB English Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And I'm talking a little bit about what I've called self-sacrifice. So this is some using the story of the martyr Muhammad Ibrahim Hemmat, who one day, to try and help the soldiers be able to observe their fasting during Ramadan while they're on the military base, and with this terrible general who was trying to prevent them from observing their fast. So Hemmat came back from his leave, and he was in the kitchen. He told the friend to sort of, we're going to cook with oil, so put some oil and then put some soap on the floor. So all of a sudden, this general comes in his jeep, walks through, and as soon as obviously he puts his legs on the floor, he falls on his back. Then all his sort of other thugs basically come in through to see what's happened. They all fall on top of him. So obviously, so there's mayhem. But the offshoot of that is obviously the soldiers were able to observe their fast, because obviously the general and his supporters, his mates were, you know, they weren't feeling so good. Obviously, Hemmat and his friend ended up in prison. So, but this is a particular level of self-sacrifice, because obviously, so Hemmat goes to prison. I'm not sure for how long, so that the other believers are able to observe their fasting. So I don't know if you've ever had something like this, where other people go out of their way to help you observe your fast. And look, we know, for example, even something little, for example, I know that one year during Ramadan, there was an event we had to go to, like basically an exhibition. And so the person in charge, the manager, so we were there, you know, we'd been at work, people had been at uni, and then it's in the evening and it's difficult. So the manager had so obviously organized to have sort of just something little or to break the fast. Or we see on the street sometimes people who are maybe, you know, getting back from work or so, and then people are on the street, even non-Muslims will be on the street and handing out just some bottles of mineral water, some dates, just anything to help people. And, you know, this is a really beautiful little habit when we can help others, not just think of ourselves, but think, well, how can we help them with their fast, even if we can't fast, for example. So inshallah, this is just us reminded you of some of the beauties of the fasting month and self-sacrificing. And I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on RB English Radio with me, Sister Zainab, and farewell for today. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.